Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And how we look in Wisconsin, it is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim, yet again, in for Bill. My name is Tim Allen. There's Radio Joe. Chuck Freeman is around. Nate behind the glass. I always like to give credit to those guys. Bill is under the weather still. Those of you that listened to the huddle last night, he's hurting.
I'll tell you what, he was a trooper for coming in last night to do the huddle with Mike Clemens. And it was still a really good show, a lot of fun, good breakdown, good insight.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, because tonight we have the Green and Gold postgame show on many of these network stations.
My guess is he'll pony up and suck it up and go.
But the boss is trying to get him to stay in studio, not to go up to Green Bay, which I think would be a wise choice. I know Bill loves being at Lambeau, has to be at Lambeau, but if he is not 100% or not even like 70%, it'd be great to just have him here, and that way it's a shorter commute.
And everybody knows what it's like to be sick. I mean, everybody within the sound of our voice here, you guys know what it's like, and it's not just the physical part of whatever you do for a living. It's that mental strain, man, that just you're so distracted by a sinus cold like he's got. You're just so distracted by I feel for him. And I've been there. We've been there. We've all been there. But big game tonight, big game this afternoon for the Brewers. Just a ton to get to today. We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers today. Brewers owner Mark Adonasio. We were down in the dugout yesterday. He addressed the media, some really interesting things to say about financing, about his payroll moving forward to next year. He talked about the relationship between David Stearns, the general manager of the Brewers, and the manager, Craig Counsell, wanting it to be like Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. And he made that comparison there. Really interesting stuff from the Brewers owner that's where we start out here with my news and notes of the last, half a day or so. And that is a 6-0 crusher to the Brewers. Not done yet. 2.5 back in the wild card. They lose 6-0 and the Cubs clinch the division. But who'd have thought the Brewers would be locked out of the division with 5 calendar days left in the 2017 campaign? I mean, there aren't many. In fact, Mark Adonasio addressed that and said, raise your hand if you'd have thought the Brewers would be in this, position at this time. My hand was just about to go up, and then they moved on. So I was a little late to the punch there. But, yeah, no hands went up, as a matter of fact. So who would have thought that? Do I wish the Chicago Cubs congratulations and good luck? No, I don't. I wish all of the ill will in losses immediately for the Chicago Cubs. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm just a Cub hater, and I admit it. Those of you that have heard me for many years, you know that. That's the one team, yikes, that I hate. And hate's a strong word, and it's a strong hate for that, that baseball team. But what a tough loss for the crew, and they're hanging on by a thread, but they're hanging on. The math says that they're not out of this yet. And they're not. I mean, they get a victory today, It sits at two back with three to play. We'll talk about that later on during the show. Obviously, top of mind as well is the Bear-Packer rivalry, almost 200 head-to-head matchups over the years for these guys. And they're going to go back at it tonight. And what are you doing for the game? I mean, I know what you're doing for the game, Joe. You're working.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
but do you like these Thursday night things? And do you like Thursday night football? That could be a conversation in itself. But the other would be, do you like the Packers playing on a night game, on a, what we call a school night? Even as an adult, I call it a school night. It's a work night or whatever. But Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, that occasional Saturday night. Saturday nights are fun. That I'll admit. That's probably at the top of my list. But what do Packer fans do for Thursday night games? We'll get into that in just a little while. But those are the two headliners here. And the injury report, obviously, being a big factor as the offensive line really, in terms of injuries, struggles to keep it together. And I see the Pack winning big. I thought it would be 27-10-12 range. I raised that a little bit. After thinking about it last night, I'm up to about 32, 34 points for Green Bay and a really sweet-looking victory. I think that's
you
the lay of the land.
You feel pretty confident, really?
I'm really confident, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but, I mean, the what-if game is there, if you want to play that.
I'm just...
What if... There you go, Joe. Negative Nancy over here.
I know what else is new. I'm worried. I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I'm worried about my quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. That's what I'm worried about because Bakhtiari, Bulaga.
About that every week, right?
Hold on now. Bakhtiari, Bulaga, doubtful for tonight. I don't feel good about that. I just saw Aaron Rodgers get sacked, what, six times against the Bengals?
Tough dude.
Aaron Rodgers cannot afford six sacks every week to himself.
He's a tough guy.
I know, but all it takes is to fall funny and whoop, crisis mode. What it's going to have to take tonight, Tim, is dink and dunk. And that's the Packers have to find a way to get that football off ASAP and just slowly chip away at that Bears defense.
I don't see a problem in it. I really don't. I think these two teams are just leap years apart from each other, and it should show. And the Packers, quite frankly, as the NFL season, much like baseball, you know, obviously a lot more games, runs in a little bit of cycle, shorter-term cycles, but it does run in cycles, and it's about that time where the Packers just get out of the first four games, just an absolute beat down of someone and looking good and everyone feeling good. Who do they play next week, by the way? Is that the Dallas game?
That is the Dallas game.
Okay, yeah.
Yes,
see,
sir.
And that makes sense that they would, just the NFL or the Green Bay Packers or any particular football team would run in a cycle of setting the stage for the big matchup. The stage might be that tonight, and it'll set it up for next week. They would have extra days rest to get healthier and then head into Dallas and make hay down there. So to me, I think they get this thing fairly easy. Fairly easy. Might be close. You might have a punt or two early, but outside of that, they'll break things down. We'll talk about that as we move along. More news and notes here. College basketball recruiting scandal has gotten a little widened here. We're learning more that they actually had a guy that was an informant that was wired to get some of this evidence. Now, you can call it a setup if you want. I mean, maybe more details are going to come out. Hey, man, you set me up. You had no intentions of cutting the deal that you were offering me. And once I said yes, you had it on tape and et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have to worry about a setup. But this thing is getting interesting. This thing is getting ugly. So more on that as things move along. Tiger Woods, this is right up your alley. Joe, he makes it back from his fourth surgery. He makes it back.
Yeah.
But not to play.
No.
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 He's going to be a captain assistant.
Yep. Like he did.
For the President's Cup, right?
Yeah, for the President's Cup. Yes, sir.
So they were saying the injury prohibited him from even hitting a ball 60 yards or more.
Yeah, he says he's able to do that, but he also made note that there's a possibility I may never be able to golf professionally again.
I read that, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, wouldn't be surprised. I honestly, I don't think Tiger Woods is ever going to win another tournament.
All good things come to an end. They do.
This guy can't stay healthy. That's the problem.
No, he broke down.
He broke down. Yep. And even if he does stay healthy, he has to find a groove again. It takes time for a professional golfer, for any golfer. If you're a golfer, you understand. If you're coming off of an injury or you haven't played in a long time, it takes a while for you to get back into your groove again.
Yeah.
Let alone playing competitive golf against some of the best right now.
You know, again, though, as a face of golf, and you know, his off the field or course activities, if you will. I mean, have people just moved past? Yeah, because there's some blemishes for him. There's no question about that. But yet, you know, maybe he's glorified in that industry. I don't know. I'm not a big golf fan, so I don't know.
I'll say this. Whenever Tiger Woods comes back to playing competitive golf, whether it's on the PGA Tour or once he turns 50 and decides to play a little bit on the Champions Tour, there will always be large followings for Tiger Woods.
Okay, fair enough. But is this, I mean, it seems like this is sort of a, I won't say prestigious thing, but it seems to be kind of a special thing if you're a captain's assistant.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know. So apparently the industry has moved past.
Well, and he was also an assistant at the Ryder Cup, too.
There you go.
So he's, his input is well respected from these guys, regardless of what has happened to him.
Was a knucklehead off the course.
Yeah, off the course.
At times.
Right.
Allegedly.
Well, no, there's proof. And the recent proof is getting pulled over and being overdosed on prescription meds.
Yeah,
it wasn't good.
Moving forward here, Major League Baseball strikeouts have increased. They've broken another record in the number of strikeouts in a season. This is all of Major League Baseball combined. For the 10th straight year, they have broken the strikeout record. What's wrong with this picture? What is wrong with fundamentals in the game of baseball? Maybe in every sport. I mean, I take that back. Jason Kidd made a comment as training camp opened the other day about we're going to work on fundamentals. That's what we're doing. Good for you, Jason. Because, you know, I was talking to my son about this, and they're doing their baseball thing at college, and he says, I cannot believe there's 35 or whatever kids on the team. Hardly any of them know how to bunt. And I asked him, why do you think that is? He goes, because they were all the man on their high school teams, and no one was going to have the 3 and 4 hitters bunt. If I'm managing a baseball team, there's pretty much three things. You better know how to bunt, know how to play defense, and know how to put the ball in play with two strikes, or you will not be on the field when these games count. When the game is on the line, you won't be on the field unless you can put a ball in play with two strikes, play defense, and bunt. Sit there. You can sit there until you know how to do those three. But strikeouts go up again. A crazy number. The number doesn't mean anything. It's like 38,000 or whatever. 3.2 million strikeouts or whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. Most strikeouts. Wow. Dwayne Wade, after signing with Cleveland, said he wanted to be in a Heat uniform, or he wants to, but this is the business of the thing. It always drove me crazy when players say, well, that's the business side of things. It's up to my agent.
Jabari Parker just said that the other day.
It drives me crazy.
Said the exact same thing the other day, and it bothers the hell out of me.
The agent works for you, young man. You make that decision. You can disagree with your agent. It's okay. Or you can fire your agent. It's all right. Those little things bug me.
Well, it's just Jabari Parker comes out and says, I want to stay here. I love Milwaukee. I love everything it has to offer. But I'll leave everything up to my agent. He handles all of that.
Yeah.
And if he... And
nonsense.
If it,
right. You want to stay, you'll stay.
Right.
You want to stay, you'll take less money to stay if you get a better offer. It's been known to happen. Didn't that happen to Ben Zobrist down in Chicago? I think he passed up a deal or two that was going to pay him more. So... just saying, those things bother me. Speaking of which, O.J. Simpson, that bothers me too. It looks like he's gonna get out on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh man.
9 years he spent. He's 70 years old right now. He served 9 years for his role in an armed robbery in a Vegas hotel some years ago. Wow. Cubs clinched the division last night. I'm just reading through my notes here. Yeah. Dylan Covey, you remember him for the Brewers? Not many people do. He was the number one pick in 2010, was it? Pretty sure it was 2010.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, through his physicals, once they selected him, he had a form of diabetes, and the family freaked out. And they didn't know much about it, and I don't blame him necessarily for that. But he went to college instead of signing with the Brewers, ended up in the A's organization, ended up a Rule 5 draft choice. Dylan Covey is a White Sox right now. He is... I'm happy to announce he's 0-7 with a 7.3. Still looking for his first big league win. So, I don't know. That's the evil side of me. Yeah. Maybe you should have taken that deal from the Brewers, and he'd be in the rotation right now. You never know. Hey, Justin Timberlake finalizing a deal to be the halftime performer at this year's Super Bowl, for what it's worth. I really don't even pay attention at halftime. I really don't. Packers night game. We're going to get to that just real quick. Jose Altuve. Why can't the Brewers have one of these guys? His fourth consecutive 200-hit season. Fourth.
Future Hall of Famer right there. He is unbelievable.
Put up those. There's only been four other players that have done that. 200 hits.
Wow.
For four straight. And these are the stories right before the break here, Joe. These are the stories in the NFL that need to be publicized. Right here. Deshaun Watson, did you see this? Donated his first NFL paycheck.
I saw that.
Which is around $27,000. Good coin. Donated the entire paycheck to three employees at Texans Stadium. NRG, I think they call it. Equated to $27,000. Three employees, women that worked in the cafeteria. Because they were victimized by the flooding down there.
Freaking awesome.
He just walked up to them and said, ladies, I gotcha. Hopefully this is going to help your situation out. I can get another game check next week for the same amount. It's $27,000 next week. You get it all. He walked up to each one with an envelope in hand.
Wow.
Do you hear much about those stories?
No.
Everyone's digging dirt, shovels out, and heave-ho. Those stories need to be emphasized just a little bit more. All right, Thursday night football, Bears and Packers. Where are you watching the game? And do you like this Thursday night deal, not only for the Pack, but the NFL? We'll talk more after the break here. Tim in for Bill on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs, where they have the best seats in the house contest going on right now. Picture yourself sitting in the 50-yard line, Lambeau Field, plush leather recliners. All you have to do, compliments to Cousin Subs, by the way, is go to Packers.com/best seats. That's Packers.com/best seats. And I would highly recommend grabbing one of those Cousin Subs if you're going to do some tailgating there as well. Get the Bill Michaels with a side of Radio Joe cheese curds. That's the pepperoni melt, by the way. And it's all from Cousin Subs. Download the app on your Apple and your Android phone. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better.
All right, welcome back, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Thanks for listening. And hopefully Bill's going to be better and be back on the air tonight after the ball game. Green and gold post-game show. What a tangled web we weave here. This is pretty interesting. We'll get to Allen. Hold on there. He wanted to make mention of Brewers attendance, had a question. Listening on the zone in Madison. But this recruiting scandal, the quote from Kevin Love. This, remember what I talked about yesterday, and that is the slimy greed world of this. It's just filthy. If some of this stuff is true, which, yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire.
So Jay Williams, who is a college basketball analyst on ESPN, just said on live TV, that he knew of Kevin Love's AAU coach getting paid $250,000.
Unbelievable.
What? AAU! Are you kidding me?
I've been offered in all of my years of radio, one sort of malfeasant type situation that I was tempted but had to say no. One out of all these, because we have strict guidelines here. In other words, if you're a restaurant or a whatever, you say, "Hey Tim, on the side, just mention my business, and I'll give you $100 worth of material."
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah. No. Big time. That's big time firing. There's no debate. You're gone.
You're gone.
I was offered dinner once a week at a restaurant. If I mention the restaurant. No. You know what? No. I like your food. I don't like it that much to jeopardize that. But this slimy world of greed and money in sports, this is dripping of that. It's crazy. Not surprising, though. There's some questionable individuals out there, let's say. All right, 855-830-8648. We'll get into this Thursday night thing in just a bit here. Alan, what's on your mind? You're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Just wanted, could you guys check what the attendance was at Miller Park last night?
Was 34,882.
All right, can you check what the attendance was at Busch Stadium last night?
That's a good question. But still, I mean, that's Cubs, Cardinals, Cubs on the verge of clinching. Is that comparable?
Well, my question is, you know, the Brewers, all right, so the division was over, and the Cubs actually won their game before the Brewers did. But I don't understand. It looked to me like there weren't a lot of people. Obviously, a lot of people left the Brewers game early, but you're still in this race for a playoff spot. So it looked to me that there were almost as many Cubs fans in St. Louis as there were Brewers fans for a home game in Miller Park.
In Miller Park, and not even playing the Cubs. And that's key.
I just wonder about the fervor here of Brewers fans. I mean, you can't blame it on the fact the Packers playing the Bears, because that's not till tonight. So I don't get that. I don't understand.
42,000, by the way, at Busch Stadium
in
last night.
St. Louis, yeah.
I would have to venture a guess that half those people in Busch Stadium were Cubs fans.
Yeah, I think the comparison might not be up to snuff, but I do think it's even more prevalent just to question the attendance at Miller Park down the stretch. That would be just an argument or debate in itself, Alan. You wouldn't even have to talk about Busch Stadium. It's okay to just keep it focused on Miller Park. There's 2.5 million that went in the gates again this year. That's very consistent with what they've been and what they're doing for a long many years here. I think, what is it, 10 of 13 years?
Seems like when it gets to crunch time, there aren't as many butts in the seats. I just kind of wondering about that.
A number of factors involved, Alan. Thanks for the call, and it brings up a great point. There's a number of factors involved, one of which is expectations. What you expected coming in does have impact later on in the year in attendance. It just does. Two is, I think we're starting to lean toward wanting a front runner at all times. We just want one of the heavy lifters, one of the heavy hitters, one of the top of the AP Pro 32, one of the power rankings that are 1, 2, or 3. We don't all collectively jump aboard until we meet a certain threshold. Outside of that, if they're not ranked, expectations are way high, then it's gray. Then it's up to the fan to do what they want to do, like me. There's very rarely doubt in my mind at the beginning of any baseball season that the Brewers will compete that year. You know why? Because that's the only thing I know. That's the only way to go into a team because it's the unknown. Should there have been more excitement down the stretch here for the Brewers? I think so. I do a radio show every night after the Brewers game for the last 12 years. I know the ebb and flow of the excitement of Brewers baseball, when it's up, when it's down, and when it's neutral. I get it. You guys get it too. You listen. You're right there with me. But should there have been a little more excitement factor, a little more flair, a little more neon around this thing? I think so. I get in trouble every time I tell people how to root for their own team. Every single time I say it. Too bad. I only know one way. We're going to win it all. We're going to win it all every year. And I'm all in. Do I have realistic approach intellectually in terms of intelligence? Yeah, I know the odds might be against it, but it can happen. As I said the other day, what do you think the Twins are saying right now? What do you think those Minnesota Twin fans are saying right now? And all the guys that said, well, they won 59 games last year. They were the worst team in baseball last year. 103 losses last year. And what was the expectation for that team coming into this year? They just clinched a playoff spot. Did they not? I think they did. I think with the Angels doing what they did, I think they clinched a spot. 59 wins last year. That's why I know one mode. You never know. Even when the analysts and all the experts, and they're more times right than wrong, I get it. Even when the odds are against you, I still go. Thumbs up, man. They're my team. Let's go, baby. That's the only way I know. You guys do what you want, but should there have been more excitement around Brewers baseball? Joe, should there have been more excitement around Brewers baseball this year?
I think as we got into August and September, yes, there should have been. And I try to put it out there more, especially here in the last couple of months, because again, my expectations at the beginning of the season were like the majority of Brewers fans. Not expect the Brewers to go as far as they did.
Exactly 24 hours ago, Joe, what were we talking about? Exactly to the very minute 24 hours ago.
I don't know.
Weren't we talking about the Yankees?
Yes.
And how the Brewers have 4-47, four-time they have made the playoffs in 47 years?
Yes.
How are you so spoiled that this wouldn't excite you? I don't mean to judge you at all in any way. I'm just curious and head-scratching. Maybe that's a better way to put it. It's just curious to me how four playoff appearances in 47 years didn't excite you when you were legitimately in this thing this year. No mistake about that.
Because I think fans were expecting a letdown at some point, like myself. I was expecting that. And the writing was on the wall
but
coming out of the All-Star break.
You signed on, though. You signed on late. You kind of thought,
did.
You know what?
I did.
As much as I don't think they're going to win the World Series, they're legitimately in a playoff race.
We're in September, and here they are. They are right in the division race. They are right in the wild card race.
And Alan, he brings up a good point, and it has been a question to a lot of Brewers fans. There are so many diehards there, Alan. You're not the only one, man. There are diehards out there. And so, yeah.
I get it, Tim. I really do. And there should have been a little bit more excitement.
I'm going to get some heat right now. Duh, there's Tim again. Tell me how to approach my team. There he is again. Well, sorry, man. I know one way. That's the only way I know. There is no other way. I've always been like this. From the time I was sitting on the front porch with a pack of football cards, looking through Barty Smith cards for the Packers, and looking at a David Whitehurst card. That's the only thing I knew was they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win the World Series. They're going to win the NBA title. It's the only thing I knew. That's the only way to... Because if I get lost in the shuffle, then I'm this sports talk analyst. A non-biased BS. No, that's not the way it works for a lot of us. As some of them, it does. Not for me. All right. Sorry about that. Alan, you bring up a good point. It's the Bill Michaels show today. Tim Allen in for Bill. Radio Joe is here. I want to get to this Thursday night deal and find out if you guys like this thing or not, because it is a school night and you'll be up late tonight. We'll talk about that next here on the Bill Michaels show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Portion of the program being brought to you by Neumel Medical. They are treating guys for ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a location down in Illinois and Chicago. They have one in Green Bay, one in Milwaukee. All you have to do is call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. And if you're looking for low T treatments for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, better energy, they can help you out there. No doubt about it, they can help you out there. And then there's the all-in-one weight loss program, specifically as we're sitting here with, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the holidays are on the horizon. You don't want to be gaining a bunch of weight and again looking at yourself in the mirror come come middle of winter going, what, really? This is what happened? Jumpstart your health and fitness program now. Call them, 414-455-4451.
All right, welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition, a big one today. Tim in for Bill today. Joe is here. And Packers-Bears tonight. Now, I've, over the years, used to be Monday Night Football was far bigger than what it is now. Monday Night Football was the only night game in town for many, many years. Now, this is going back a ways. But then they had the advent of Sunday Night Football, and that was kind of cool. I love night football games. That's just me, though. What I'm finding out over the years, now with some of these matchups on Thursday night, can you please do flex scheduling? That's all I ask. I love the fact that you're playing at night, but do the flex scheduling where you get a decent matchup. Now, how do you predict that heading into a season? I'm not sure how you do that. I guess you could do a little bit better job than Rams and Niners last week.
It ended up being a pretty good game, actually.
It did. But that's the NFL.
But that's a rarity, too. Usually, most Thursday night football games are pretty boring.
Texans and Bengals. Even if they were decent teams. Does that light up the screen? But nonetheless, I love these night games. But again, I may be against the norm, because what I'm finding out over the years is that, you know, these night games are somewhat of a distraction of life. I'm serious. I love it when the Packers play at night. I work at night. I'm used to those hours. It doesn't affect my schedule. Not at all. Unless, you know, like today, the Brewers are playing, but that'll be, the Brewers play at 3 today. I do the show, the post game, you know, till about kickoff of the Packers-Bear game tonight. So it doesn't really, you know, I like it. A lot of beer is consumed. I always ask that question. How much beer in the state of Wisconsin is consumed when the Packers play at night? Oh, you know it goes up.
Oh, man.
You know, a ton. Not just at Lambeau Field, but throughout this state. There's a bar in Park Falls right now that's gearing up for a big night tonight. Or are they? That's the puzzling part of it, because what I'm finding out, and maybe, this is an age thing, where you get a little up on years and you're a little more set in your ways and you like your own comfort zone. You like your remote, your refreshments, your refrigerator. It's at a much cheaper cost. We all know that. I mean, you could go out and buy a case of beer. The beer I buy is 30. Oh, the newfangled thing is rack now. I guess I missed the memo on that. It's no longer a case of beer. It's a 30 rack. I guess that's what the kids are saying. So I buy a 30-pack. It's like, I don't know, if I get it on sale, it's like $15, yeah. $16. Like 50 cents a beer. And you go out, and how much is a beer in a standard bar these days, depending on where you go, anywhere between?
$4 to $7.
Yeah. Somewhere in there. So for the price of 3 beers, you can get a 30-rack.
Absolutely.
But I'm finding out that a lot of people, they're starting to frown on the Packers playing at night. And I think it's a feature. I think it's a special. If it were up to me, I'd have Thursday in the NFL. There'd be Thursday night football. There'd be Friday night game. There'd be a Saturday night game. The Sunday slate. A Sunday night game. And a Monday night game. If it were me. And then they say, well, you can't rain on the parade of college football on Saturday night. Well, why not? Yes, we can. People have choices. You can watch a college game or watch a pro game. Oh, well, you can't disrespect high school football on Friday night. Heaven forbid. Yeah, we can. It's the NFL versus high school football. Who's going to reign? That's just me. I like the night games. Do you guys like the night games, especially the night games that the Packers are in on a school night, no less? You're going to be up. What's that kickoff tonight? 7:25?
7:25.
7:25, 8:29, 10:25, runs just a tick longer. You're going to be leaning on 11 right by the time this thing ends.
And when you're driving home tonight, tune into the Green and Gold postgame show.
At that time.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you go out, well, even if you stay home, you can tune it in. But do you guys like that? The Packers on a night game. We used to have Packer parties in our family. No more. I don't know why.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask.
How do you just stop having Packers parties?
Oh, it used to be all the time. Honey, we're getting together for the Packer game Sunday. You coming over? It's like, yeah, sure. What do you want me to bring? As long as I can follow my fantasy stuff, I'm all good. Little earpiece in my ear. I'm not kidding you. And it's like, wait, what? Because I'm listening to an update. You know, this is going back a few years. But, you know, now even our family doesn't even do it. If there's an occasion of a baptism or a birthday, or there's 2.8 million children in our family, who is having all these kids? Then we'll do it, and we'll watch the game together, and there'll be strip cards going on and some gambling and, you know, whatnot, and drinking. But now they just don't do it. I think more and more people, and we're seeing this by the home remodeling industry being up, because people tend to, I think, want to stay home and watch this stuff. It's a comfort zone. And it's your Packers. You got to fight through. I think I talked about this a couple of years ago. I go out to the Moose Club, meet my folks for a Packer game. That's one of the reasons why we don't have Packer parties anymore, because they're addicted to the Moose Club. And so I go over there, and you know, I get on their squares and strip cards, and they have shots every time the Packers score a touchdown. You get in line, you get a shot. Free shot. Jordy's in the end zone. Free shot. Everyone is crocked by, you know, halftime the last few years. But, you know, you go over there, and then there's all this conversation going on when you're trying to really follow a football game. I think that plays a part in this, too. You're a different story, Joe, because you got to work.
I tell you what,
so you don't make that choice. But prior to this job, what did you do?
Oh, I'd be at home usually watching it, but I miss going to a Packer party when there was one, if I had friends that were doing it.
House party?
Yeah, house party, whatever. Or if it was just a matter of going out to the bar with some friends and having a few beers and watching the Packers and cheering them on. I miss that. I really do. And this is part of the job. This is what you do. I'm in the studio. I'm concentrating on the game. I'm tweeting. You know, I'm taking everything in. I have to focus. But I do miss those chances of going out and just enjoying the game and not have to worry about, you know, breaking it down, looking at the X's and O's. Just take it in. Right, and have some beers and you know, just have a good time.
Do you go to these wild sports bars, and it's almost like the ambient noise, you can't focus on the actual game call and the game itself. You're not as into it. That's just my thought. Now, I don't want to take any business away from anybody having a big party tonight and doing their specials. But I'll give you an example. Monday, I was out of town for a little bit. I came back in that night. I went to the bar. Little corner. You've been to that bar.
Yes, I have.
I'll give you the situation. Monday Night Football game on. Loved it. Cowboys, Arizona. I don't care who's playing. It's NFL. Fantasy players, it's the NFL. I'm at the end of the bar, TV right above me. Behind me, the bartender and her mother are watching on the other TV, a sitcom. Down the bar that way, after about 17 empty bar stools, one guy watching like Wheel of Fortune or something. Just switching around. And then three TVs going, and there's only two patrons in the bar. That I will go out for. But do you guys like this Thursday night thing? 855-830-8648 if you want to jump in on that. Just observations on night games. Packers and Bears, they go at it tonight. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. They're the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Supports so many local charities as well. Thanks to Bud Light for supporting the Big Units Motorcycle Ride on our 10th anniversary for the Fisher House. That's Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
All right, welcome back. Packers and Bears tonight. We'll get more into that after the break here with Adam Hoge. He will join us. He is the Bears insider and sideline reporter for Northwestern football on WGN Radio in Chicago. get his thoughts on what's going on with the game tonight. But Packers, and we'll talk about this later on in the show today. I don't know if we can play the what-if game tonight. What if the Packers lose? I don't know. Should we go there? Is there even a chance of that? I don't think there is. I mean, this should be a pretty solid Green Bay victory.
I do expect to win out of the Packers, but I think it's going to be much closer just based on all the injuries. It would help. If there's one Packer I'd like back tonight, it's Mike Daniels, because that will shore up some of that run defense, because they have to stop the run tonight.
Daniels a little bit more of a go than would be Nick Perry.
Yeah, from what I was hearing this morning, it doesn't sound like Nick Perry's going to be ready to go, because he just had surgery on his hand.
And that's why the players don't like this quick turnaround. That's right. Part of the reason.
I don't blame him.
I do.
Nah, I don't. Because
play football, man.
No.
I mean, talk internally with your brotherhood of NFL football players. Talk internally about that. But it's tough for us to hear that, oh, I don't want to play, so there's not enough time to do this, that, and the other thing, when you're getting paid that kind of scratch. I don't know. That's just my thought. I don't think I'll go tirade over it, but it just sort. That's another thing that sort of bugs me, is that when they kind of complain, I guess everything's relative. We're not in that situation, but I don't know. We'll talk more Packers and Bears after the break here. Tim Allen in for Bill. Radio Joe is here, and you're listening, Wisconsin, to The Bill Michaels Show.
Is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.